Let's get into the new week and the numbers and the finances and the money for JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Manufacturing looks good.
Yeah, it actually does, because there's so much going on globally, isn't there? Sometimes I think it's good to sit back and have a look at the economic situation at home. And I had another piece of that economic jigsaw puzzle on Friday. That's how manufacturing is going. And to look at that, we use the BNZ, Business New Zealand, Performance of Manufacturing Index. That was released on Friday for the month of October. Seasonally adjusted, Mike, the PMI was 53.5. And you know the drill here. Yep. Above 50 is expanding. Below 50 is contracting, so 53.5, we like that. 1.6 point improvement, and the highest reading we've had since May. Now, it is important. In fact, the BNZ economist commented on this. This manufacturing index is now sitting at its long-term average, and it looks like there's been some actually genuine improvement in the if we look at the individual components. And the other reason it's important, and you said this in the introduction, is that we get a continuation of this theme of the hard data sort of crystallizing in good shape despite those weak business confidence measures. So as you pointed out, GDP, we had a great GDP number, double what we thought it was going to be. Employment 3.9%. And now we have this improvement in manufacturing. So the economy is holding up well. It's not rock star status. I was trying to think of how do you describe it. I think it's more sort of folk singer status. I think we'll go the folk singer economy. But I've noticed a bit of a pickup in the employment index for manufacturing. I mean, that's been an area that has been a little bit subdued, and particularly in the context of such strong employment numbers. So the PMI employment index was below 50 back in August, 52.4 now, so that's encouraging. New orders, 56.7, so clearly demand for manufactured goods is healthy. They give some global comparisons for the PMIs around the world as well. I mean, it's widely sort of thought now the global economy or the general global growth is slowing. But if we look at these global manufacturing PMIs, 58.3 in Australia. So they look quite strong in terms of manufacturing. 50.6 in China, worryingly close to contraction. 55.6 in the USA, pretty good. UK, 51.1. So look, we're looking okay.
We're looking okay. Good one. Now this AI thing, this is fantastic. So you build your house in 3 days.
Or you don't. Yeah, or you don't. I mean, you were talking about tradies earlier on, so I want to talk about you. I want to talk about Hadrian in Western Australia, because a lot of the talk about AI and robotics is about these virtual humans and virtual consumer assistants, and everybody gets very worried about that. But not if you go to Western Australia, Mike. Not if you go to Western Australia. There, they're talking about Hadrian, who is a brick-laying robot. Now, the only thing I thought about this, Mike, is why would you call a bricklaying robot Hadrian? Of course, I got it, Hadrian's Wall. But surely Bruce, Trevor, something like that in Australia. But it's the intellectual property of a company listed on the ASX called Fast Brick Robotics. It's only a small company, valuation of just over 200 million Aussie. But the news that hit the wires last week was that this robot built a standard 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom home in 3 days, and not nary a single human hand was laid on a block. A fully automated end-to-end bricklaying solution. So it's sort of, it's met all the building standards now, so they can now commercialize this product. So basically, you got this truck which pulls up, and it's got a big robotic arm that goes out, laser guided. And the bricks feed down the robotic arm, and it lays the bricks.
Well,
there you go. You don't need any humans. No butt cracks. No nothing. Just
butt cracks.
No, just a robotic arm. The company's got partnerships with global heavyweight Caterpillar. It's got a partnership with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. But you know, robotics has the potential to reach into many areas, Mike. Many areas.
Very interesting. Right. What are the numbers?
25,413 on the Dow Jones, up 124, so they were a 0.5% gain on Friday, positive for the start of our week here. S&P 500, 2736, up 6. The Nasdaq, 7247, down 11. FTSE 100, 7013, they were down 24. Nikkei, 21680, down there. Shanghai Composite, up small, 2679. And fairly quiet in the Australasian region on Friday. The ASX 200, down 5, 5730. And the NZX 50, up down 16, 8809. Gold is trading at 1,002. Oh, the currencies. One Kiwi dollar, 0.6877. Against the Aussie, 0.9378. Against the Euro, 0.6021. Against the pound, 0.5358. Against the yen, 77.6. Gold trading at $1,223.36. And Brent crude, steady, $66.76.
Great start to the week. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.